J-O-F-M. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Your salvation is in God's love for you. Because one day, old things will move away. Jesus established new things by fulfilling old things. Romans 8, 3 through 5. For what the law could not do, the law. Could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. See, we mess up right there. We are fleshly. Everything we do is about the flesh. Everything that we want to do is about the flesh. When you eat too much, that's about the flesh. That bluebell ice cream, that's about the flesh. Let me get off of me. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That is, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yes, sir. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do the things that are of the spirit. Because one day, the Lord will return. And there shall be what we call the rapture. One day, the Lord will return. And there will be what we call the rapture. Those who remain, who are not dead, but those who remain will be changed and taken and placed in the presence of God. We will be raptured away and taken to the Father's house. And that's another sermon for another time. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 52 state, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The completed work of Jesus at the cross afforded this change for the believer. This change will bring us into the presence of a holy God. A holy God. I've been waiting. I've been talking to him, and the Lord been talking back to me, and he said, listen to me. Hear my words, because my words are prophetic for this dispensation or for this church age. The world must know the fulfillment of all the things that I have said and all the things I have declared. Share my word to my people that my people's life will be changed, because time is of the essence. Oh, I got it. I got time. I got plenty of time to get my life straight. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. Time is short. It will be sudden. Men will be marrying, remarrying. Look at this country. It's all messed up. And then Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5 say, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there were no more seas. The new heaven mean that there had been something that caused God to say, I've got to make things new, because the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Why did it pass away? There was an angel up there in heaven that came, a fallen angel, and because he was a fallen angel, he had corrupted some stuff, and he took some stuff with him, and that stuff fell from heaven all the way through the, you know, heaven, there is only three. There's the sky, there's the atmosphere, and there is heaven. There ain't no seven, it's three. And when you get to the outer space, that's where the moon and the stars are. God says, I'm far beyond that, because heaven is a special place. But when a fallen angel fell, he fell and he corrupted all of that stuff. So God says, behold, I've got to make all things new. I got to make a new heaven, a new earth. And guess what? I got to make you new too. Because old stuff can't inherit new stuff. Nicodemus, you hear me? Your old nature, the old you, can't inherit what I got, because I've got to create all things new. And that's why the Bible says, and we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. How fast is a twinkling of an eye? Faster than you can blink. That's how quick we will be changed. Pastor, you don't know my story. I don't know your story, but God knows it. Pastor, you don't know my lifestyle. I don't have to know your lifestyle. He knows it. And he sent his son to die for your stuff and my stuff. Your transgression and my transgression. Your sin and my sin. Jesus came and fulfilled everything that the Father had, because salvation was a mystery. And if the enemy had only known about the plan of salvation, he would not have never taken Jesus to the cross. At the cross. At the cross. When I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. My brothers and sisters, when you get this message and it meditates within your heart, you can't be the same, because God said, I'm doing something, and this generation that is life-changing, life-transforming, and life-revitalizing, so that you will know what God is up to. My brothers and sisters, a new heaven and a new earth. Sister Mathis, I'm over time. And John saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God, everybody say, and God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. As I close, when Jesus came into this world, things changed. Jesus came to redeem and save us from our sin. And God and the Father has accepted the completed work of his Son and established a new order for those who believe in him. And if we believe in him, we will live forever and ever and ever when everything changed. The doors of the church open. If you're here today, my brother or my sister, and the Lord has spoken to your heart, you may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian Experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations. The question is, are we hearing the word of God?
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center.
Is there one today?
My joy.
My letter, Christian Experience, candidate of baptism.
When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shadows all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
You are why I find pleasure of the simple things in life. You are the music, you're the meadows and streams. Oh, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You are the source and the finish of my highest dream. Oh, 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 Jesus, you're the center of my joy, my joy. Of my contentment, your hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable. possible way.